Have you seen this video that's gone viral, as they say? Well, of course, because of the Morning Team page, you can see it because we'll put a link up for you at WSGW.com. It's a 6:23. It's a Monday, and your Morning Team, and with Charlie and Denise and Pat. This is video that comes from, I guess it occurred last week, but it's starting to go viral, from a Hatfield Township, Pennsylvania car wash. A 77-year-old man reportedly going into the car wash. But according to emergency services that were called to the scene, the man apparently is believed to hit the accelerator as he was heading to the car wash. This happened. Here we go. So if we can get this video going for you, I'll get it to you. And all right, there we go. So you see the vehicle going there, accelerates into the car wash, and bam!
Oh no! Flips over.
The car flips on its side in the car wash.
How in the world?
Because he hit a barrier, part of, you know, the entrance where you're going to start to go in there. And again, because he was going at a high rate of speed because he hit the accelerator, they think this is this just caused it. He's okay. Took emergency crews about 90 minutes to remove the man. The roof had to be cut away from the vehicle in order for the man to be removed. And he was taken to a hospital. He's got some injuries on his legs, but otherwise in stable condition. No one was seriously injured, which is the good news of all. But, man, and I love this. The car wash will be closed until repairs can be made.
Well, I guess it would be.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out. But, man, that's just
going to extremes to make sure you get the underneath of your car wash.
Yeah,
I
usually
guess so.
They give you that undercarriage blast. You don't have to turn your car on the side, for goodness sake.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember I was at a car wash once where the car in front of me jumped the track. I'm not quite sure exactly how it happened. I just know that we were delayed and actually had to back out of the car wash because, as the guy said, we had to get the car in front of you jumped the track, as we said, we have to get back on the track. Didn't appear to be any damage or anything like that, but certainly nothing like this. But
right.
Damn.
Makes me appreciate those guys that stand there waving me in a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
And give me that, you know, left, right, left.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's a
skill.
They talk about, you know, when it comes to student driving, that needs to be part of.
I agree.
Going through a car wash should be part of the how to get your license.
I agree.
They take you out on the freeway, and then they should take you through a car wash.
Yeah.
I can't argue with you on that one.
A little skill, making sure you're lined up and how you can nudge yourself to the left or right appropriately.
Yeah, yeah. I remember having a little bit of an experience my first time going through.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
I hope it turned out okay.
It was all right. Let's just say I wasn't going at that speed, but it was a very fast car wash. I had forgotten to put it in neutral.
Oh, no.
16 years old, yeah.
Oh,
in fact,
no.
I could hear the guys kind of yelling. I was like, what are they yelling about? And then it hit me when I got there. I was like, oh, wait a second. Let's put that one in neutral. Soap everywhere. It was great. It was great. It was fine.
That's a good point, too, though.
Yeah.
I have to have a new study. I know that we recently had a story about car park, you know, the battery charging anxiety. Now we'll have to have a study on car wash anxiety for kids just getting into driver ed. Car wash anxiety.
They teach kids more about needing to parallel park.
Yes.
Which I'm going to say more people are going to go through a car wash in their lifetimes than they are going to parallel park, for the most part.
For the most part.
Most part, yeah.